In 2003, Steven Spielberg bought the rights to tell the story of Mehran Karimi Nazari, an Iranian refugee that lived in Terminal 1 at Charles de Gaulle Airport for 18 years.
Welcome to Two Thirds Focused. I'm fucking tired today.
No, that's my line.
Oh, sorry. I'm Rasmus.
And I'm fucking tired today.
And I'm, to the disappointment to everyone, apparently I'm not John. So guys, I heard I got replaced silently.
No, it wasn't silent at all. It was very joyful and loud.
Oh, okay, great, because I haven't listened to the episode yet.
No, it's good to have you back though, even though it is always a bit frustrating to hear you. Oh, you're off having fun with other people and not us, your friends, or allegedly your friends.
Of course. Especially when my friends are at work.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, that was, to be fair, this is one of the moments where just like work takes priority in that case. That was a pretty important meeting and I wanted to be there. So a long story short, I had a business partner coming to visit for an exhibition that I visited with him. And of course, I then extended that in the evening to go to dinner with him and just go over everything. And it was much needed and it was good. So sorry I couldn't be there. That's and it fine. Was on pretty short notice, but yeah. So it was also like that for me. So, but yeah. I heard it was good with John.
Yes.
It was. Yeah.
But you'll have to listen to it to figure that out.
Yeah. I actually. Because I have a couple of business planned, like business trips planned, and I'm actually looking forward to listening to our own podcast on that.
Nice. Yeah.
How was your week, though? Yeah.
Oh, should I completely start with the week? So yeah. Today is a bank holiday by the time of recording that, 1st of May. So we did a nice hike today, just about 10 kilometers, not too bad. Mm-hmm. And
hike?
Excuse me?
It's Nike. It's a nice hike.
It's Nike. Yeah. Hike. I'm like sorry. Hiking.
Move on. Let's forget I said that.
Yeah.
No, it's recorded. No one will forget.
No, damn. I'm not even digging this week.
Correct.
Yeah. So that was really nice. I mean, we had up to 27 degrees Celsius today, but we were up in the Alps. So that was really nice because there was some parched forest, there was a little bit of sun, a little bit of wind, really enjoyable.
Nice.
And yeah, the rest of the week, I'm not even sure, like last weekend there was a concert I went to, Fiddler's Green, Irish people with friends, and the rest of the week just went by as a blur because there's just a ton of work at the moment.
Okay.
So yeah, nothing notable the rest of the week, not that I can think of, at least. Maybe I'll remember and just gonna like spout it in later, like doing the recording. Yeah. How about you guys? Red?
Pretty much the same. Nothing really, really interesting to talk about. I've been working a little bit on several different projects that I really wanted to get started because it's been in the back of my mind for a long time. So I did. I'm at the very early stage of most of them. Like the planning and the designing and the pattern making stage of everything. But I made good progress on several of them. Can't wait to actually get started and work on the thing and have leather in my hands again. But aside from that, not much. My sleeping schedule is a mess. Insomnia is back. So I've been watching a lot of TV shows. that's pretty much it. It's been my week. So really nothing important or interesting.
You don't want to tease the projects?
Well, I've talked about the knife sheets.
Yeah,
For the knife. So yeah, I'm halfway done with that.
Or one?
Oh, with all of them.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
With the design. Thing, but I'm happy with what I've came up with, and as I said in the last episode, it when it comes to creativity, you have to just let it come to you at some point. You can be working on a project, working on design, and nothing work, nothing fits. You don't like what you are doing. So sometimes you just have to let things rest for a little bit and go back to it. And it's easier that way. Well, at least for me, it's the way it works. So I have freedom with that. And I can't really say anything about the rest. One is leather armor. I've already said that in podcast, but I've already started working on it. So I'm happy with it. But the two other projects, that's an idea that I had for probably like 2 years ago. And I ordered everything. Like I have all the materials, I have all the stuff that I could need, the tools. But it's been difficult to just jump into it for reasons. I decided that it's been put away for too long, so I'm finally starting that. But yeah, I you know, work. Sometimes it goes well. Sometimes it just takes time, and those projects are just taking way much time that I had planned. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully, I will have more time in May to work on it. Oh, yeah. And also, I had to take some time to prep. I don't even know how it's called in English. The you know, when your kids go to the church and he eats the bread for the first time, it has a name. First communion,
sure,
maybe. So yeah, my son's doing that early days of June, so we have to prep that because the whole family is going to be there. So we have to book a restaurant, we have to buy some stuff because traditionally the parents pay for very specific candies that you give to all the guests. So we have to order that and order the boxes to put them in the thing. And
just by coincidence, they cost about double as other sweets.
Yeah, of course they do. Of course they do. It's like almond candies. It's basically an almond with a lot of hard sugar around it. And sometimes it's also coated with chocolate. It's called dragée in French. I have no idea if it's a thing elsewhere. No idea. But that's what you usually give to guests.
Church, I heard about it in other countries.
Yeah, that exists. So yeah, we are prepping that. It's not a big event for the kid at the moment. The only thing he's excited about is to get gifts, because that's usually how it goes.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah. So yeah, we are just planning to do this thing, and it's taking a lot of time because we have to find the restaurant and find the dragée and find the little boxes and find the dessert and find the gifts and invite everyone and all of that.
If I may ask, what did you say the point was of the candy thing?
Just some kind of tradition. I guess there is a deeper meaning somewhere, but I have no idea what it is. It's just like the traditional candy that you give when there is a big religious event in someone's life, like you're getting married, so you give that specific candy to everyone. Your kid goes to church and eats the bread for the first time, you give that to all the guests. You don't do that for funerals, though, so I wonder why.
There's because probably a really smart baker that came up with that.
Yeah,
probably. Some kind of bakery that went like, I have a great idea. Let's do it like Hallmark did.
Yeah.
Do the expensive cards for Valentine's Day and the roses for the, like, buy two for the price of three.
Yeah. But there must be a meaning of
if I recall correctly, you have the wafers that are like the body of Christ symbolically.
Yeah.
And then the altar wine is supposed to be the blood of Christ. So are the candy pieces like the nuts of Christ?
I'm not going to comment on that.
That actually took a second. Oh, speaking of taking a second.
I'm going to keep that, and I'm going to say it that specific day. I'm going to say it to everyone.
Talking about
the nuts of Christ, when I give it to people, that's great.
These nuts.
Oh. No, these holy nuts.
These holy nuts. Exactly.
Okay. I just remembered actually what I did the week, and it has nothing to do with nuts. What? No, it doesn't. Gardening. I did a ton of gardening in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is like already been, I've done that so many times this week that I completely forgot about it. Like mowing the lawn, cutting back, like trimming some of the trees, just cleaning stuff up. The ivy that is just taking over the yard again with the brambles, just stuff like that. I really was not trying to say like mowing the front lawn and cutting back the bushes.
You did though.
Go
did.
On. It was too good. And
we're all 12 again. It's
of
great.
Course. Oh, come on. We grow 12 and then we only get older biologically.
And grayer and whatnot.
Love it.
Yeah. So Rez, to answer your question.
Yes.
Apparently, almond is a symbol for eternal love and happiness. And there's a story in mythology with almond and stuff. So Roman people used to eat that at the end of the meal as dessert. And one day, a guy accidentally put some almonds in honey, and it turned to be very good, so it stays as dessert. And sometime here during the 13th century in France, how is it called? The guys that make like potion and medicine back in the days.
Alchemist?
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, they were searching for a way to keep the almonds safe during transportation between towns. And one of them came up with the idea to just coat it with sugar, hard sugar. And that's how it's been created. And so both of those things coming together, that's what we give to happy events in France.
Yeah.
That was a fun fact for you. Yeah.
Yep.
You're stealing my job.
Exactly. How was your week, Raz? Because you were somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had a good weekend. I fucked off to Stockholm and went dancing from Thursday till Monday morning.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, not continuously, but...
Oh, damn.
Almost.
Okay.
There were dinner breaks and food breaks and stuff like that.
But I bet there was.
But yeah, no, it was really good. And I sort of really hit the bug again when I was at New Year's Eve in Stockholm and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And because in all of 2023, I didn't go to an event, a swing dancing event. And it was really good to get back into it on New Year's Eve. And this is an event hosted by the same guy. And it's just fantastic. So much fun. Nice. And it's like so many great experiences in all of that. But like, quote unquote, all of it is just dancing. But then there's like moments of like suddenly realizing that, oh, I recognize these songs. I know what's going on. I can do something really, really cool.
That's cool.
And maybe not fuck it up this time.
Yeah. How does it work though? Is there a venue with like music playing continuously for the 4 days and people can come and go and dance whenever they want?
Almost. So this type of West Coast events are following some international guidelines and rules.
Okay.
One of them being that the event needs to be at a hotel.
Okay.
So that you can walk from your room and to the ballroom.
That's
right. Without having to go outside. That's like the basic rule. Sometimes there's exceptions, but that's the basic rule of it.
Okay.
And then there's one big dance hall and maybe a couple of other spaces that we have workshops in.
Very good.
But everything is sort of going on in one big space. And there you have the competitions. There you have the pro shows and award ceremonies and all of it.
Nice.
But generally speaking, there's workshops during the day, so you can take classes.
Mm-hmm.
And usually there's a small break for lunch, small break for dinner, or that maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours, depending on the event and all of that. Then there's some show and entertainment in the evening.
And usually, I say usually, it depends a lot on the event because, like, a lot of shit can go wrong, which means that things get postponed. I've heard about events where competitions finish at like 3 a.m.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and that's like horrendous. That's like the worst example. But on this event, they were really, really good. So all of the events, I think, finished by 10 o'clock. And after that, they just have DJs and they clear the dance floor, and you can just dance until breakfast, literally.
That's cool. That's really good.
Yeah. So I didn't stay up all that late. I think I averaged like 4 hours of sleep a night.
Oh well.
That's short when you spend the day dancing.
Yeah, I was pretty knackered come Monday, and I had a few hours to kill at the airport. I was watching Fallout on my phone, and I was nodding off while watching it. And that's a show that's hard to fall asleep to.
It depends. It depends how many times you've watched it.
Well,
But
I don't have insomnia, so this is my first try.
Okay.
Where are you at? With what
I'm
episode?
starting episode 4.
Okay.
I
That's
yet
where
have
the good
to
stuff
start
happen.
watching it.
Oh, you haven't yet?
No, I have not.
Okay.
No time so far. The weather's good.
Yeah, that's true. Well, where you live, because here it's been shit for the whole week. It's been raining every day.
Yeah, I would like to be honest, like the last week was pretty shitty till about the middle of the week, and then it started getting better. But for me, good weather is not rain, and it has not been raining pretty much the whole week. So that made it possible for me to spend my time outside.
Yeah, as long as you can go outside and do stuff without getting wet, that's good weather. When it's too hot, it's unbearable and you can't do anything. So, yeah.
We had that day today in Oslo. First warm day of the year. It has been miserable.
How much?
20 something. Low
Oh,
20s, but
yeah.
20 somethings. And we had
It's
like,
pretty hot,
when I
yeah.
was in Stockholm, we had like -1 just this
That's a
weekend.
big difference in a short period of
Yeah,
time, yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's like you're from last week, going from 5 degrees to 27.
Oh, wow.
Oh. The
Three
good
old
thing,
men
though,
complaining about the weather.
we
I
all
still
guys
appreciate the
now.
fact that my forge is kind of cool. That's
Yeah.
because it's so much thermal mass, it takes ages for it to heat up. So it's like still like 12 degrees inside the forge.
Yeah, that's good. You've been working though, with all the dancing you've been doing?
I worked yesterday. Today we have also bank holiday, so I spent the day
Yeah.
with the family, going to
Okay.
the old family grave and having a picnic in the park, and then helping my brother move out of his apartment because he's getting renovated, and then
Okay.
catching up on office stuff. So it's been a busy day.
Okay. Well, good.
Do we have a topic though?
Yes, we
Apparently
do.
we have.
It's about goals. Now, the thought behind it is we talked about our goals before, like that we have, but it's always usually pointed towards our job or the making aspect. And I wanted to exclude that. Like, what are your goals outside? I mean, we talk often about the making aspect, we talk about our work. So, what is stuff you want to do that has absolutely nothing to do with either your job or your, like, or the making in general?
But something that
Swords.
is yes, please, yes, please. But that's not hopes. That's not something that you hope that will happen. That's a goal, something
No,
that
just
we
like
will
really set
be.
goals, like nothing. It's just something we work for, something we thrive to, like that we
Okay.
concentrate on.
That's something we will put effort into
Exactly.
so we it can happen,
And
right?
I'm excluding the making for my part because this is kind of like the big deal for me. Like I have my job, and then my hobby is kind of like the making aspect. So
Yeah.
I want to take that out of the equation as well. For you guys, it's your job, basically. So.
There's nothing left.
There's plenty left, man. In life,
I know.
it's
I have
not
to dance thing. I have to dance thing.
that, yeah, and travel and other stuff. It's not all about like eating and forging and falling asleep and eating again and forging again and
I find that very hard to believe.
And it's not just about stuff you're
I
doing,
know.
it's also about stuff you would like to do, or you want to do, or you're planning on doing.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's start with the
Yeah.
person that has nothing to do, Raz.
I don't No, fully. I mean,
You mentioned travels
yeah, I mean, one of the
a
things
few
I'm
months
saving
back.
up to do is to go back to Japan and
Yes.
hopefully be able to spend at least a month traveling there.
Yes.
That is great.
Alone?
I mean, yeah, that's the current plan.
No, but when we talked about that, like during the class a few months back, and you were saying about like taking your dad with you.
Yeah, no, he's planning his own trip, and we're hoping to sort of meet up in Okinawa or something.
That's great. That's
Because
wonderful.
karate, he's going there
Yeah,
for
yeah, yeah.
work training camps or seminars or something like that. And I just want to have fun and see
Yeah.
forging stuff and
Oh, you will have to go
also
to
I
the
said
other side of the country for that. It's like up north that you can visit forges. And then
I'll
you're
work my
right in
way
the
up it.
middle.
I'll work my way up it. Don't
Yeah,
worry.
sure. Sure.
But also, I sent you the link to some of that Okinawan rap
Yes,
on
pretty
TikTok.
good. Pretty good
Yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
And it's fucking weird to listen to
Yeah.
because they sing
There.
in the Okinawan language, not Japanese, but it is a Japanese language, or whatever you would call it.
Yeah, there's singing tracks. It's very different from modern Japanese, but you can also you can pick up words because some words are the same. But yeah, there is the way it's pronounced is a little bit different. Obviously, they have their own words for stuff, some stuff, and the grammar is a little bit different. So it's kind of hard for me to just understand what they are saying, just like listening to the song and say, oh, they are talking about that. No, I can pick up words, but it's very difficult. If I see that written, it's a little bit easier to understand. But yeah, it's a completely different language, mostly due to the fact that Okinawa,
Was its own
that's
kingdom, right?
it, yeah, well, not really, but sort of. For a very long time, so Okinawa is the very, very south part of Japan, the small islands in the middle of the Pacific, way south. So it's a
Going
tropical
close to
islands.
Taiwan, even.
Yeah, very close to, but it spreads so far north, and so north, south, north, and east, east, west. It's very lot of small islands on a very large territory in the Pacific, not in the middle of, but in the Pacific. And for a very long time, they have been a kingdom that pledged allegiance to both Japan and Korea. So it's a mixed culture of these two influences. And you can see that when you go there, you can see the architecture is very different from what it is in Japan, but also different from what it is in Korea. And it's very the very mix of those two things. The way they dress, the way they cook, and also the way they talk is different. So it took both from these two inf it took stuff from both influences and created its own culture. And it's very interesting to go there because when you spend time in Japan and go to Okinawa, it's like being in a different country. Even it's not. It's like the same place, same people, but very different. It's a wonderful, beautiful place. So yeah, if you can go there with your dad, absolutely do. And the rap is very interesting. We'll put the link in the thing because that's could have been your focus, Raz, actually. Because it's you found it first and then you send it to
Could
me.
have been my focus
Yeah.
if I were focused.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know. Yeah. So you are saying traveled, but not really? Other stuff?
I mean, it's so many vague things. Like, I would love to do a whole lot of silly things, which I
Yeah.
guess doesn't surprise anyone. But I mean, on the topic of dancing, yeah, I would be love to actually do well in competitions in dancing. That would be really fun. But I want to do well in competitions because I'm good, not work to get good in competitions, if that makes sense, because it's kind of different social dancing and competitive dancing. On that note, just to tell a small story, like I have a terrible concept about who are like the good dancers, like recognizing them, like the pros and teachers, yes. But there's a lot of people that show up to these big dancing events. And like this one were quote unquote small, I think it was just about 400 people.
That's a lot of people, though.
Yeah, and the one I signed up for today got 1,000 people.
Holy shit, okay.
Yeah. which I'll try out, but chances are I'll just have to fuck off and relax okay. more in the room. But that's fine. It's also the closet and all that. But at these events, like, there are a lot of different tiers of in competitions. All stars are the top people, and a lot of the all stars also teach. But the ones that don't teach are still fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see them that often. They're not as prolific, so to speak. And or I am just very bad at recognizing people, because I've been told I dance with multiple of them, and I have no idea who these people are. But it was okay. an interesting experience one time of, it was like close to 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
And this I say girl, but this woman asked to dance with me, and I was like, yeah, of course. And then she just basically stops me, puts her hands on my chest and just says, breathe. And I'm like, what? And just breathe. And I'm like, okay. And then, like, she forces me to relax and sort of calm down and go through all the steps. And then suddenly, oh, now I recognize how hyped I was, how impatient mm-hmm. I was in the dancing.
Yeah.
And then everything got so much better in that dance with her. And she was like, which is kind of fun in West Coast compared to a lot of other dances. The follow is doing, like, a good follow would do, like, at least 50% of the leading in the dance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Usually it's closer to, like, 40 to 30%, maybe less so if it's a timid follower or whatever. But what I found really fun with West Coast Wing is, like, there's a constant communication. If
yeah.
the follow hears something in the music that I don't, she has the ability to signal to me that I'm going to do something cool.
Okay. Even before you think of doing the cool thing?
Yeah, so that happened a lot with this one, which I still have no fucking clue what her name is. So I might have to do some looking up in the, what's it called, the competitive list and see if I recognize her when she was dancing and find out the name and numbers mm-hmm. and all of it. Because I would like to know her name and actually see, like, is she as good as I think she is? Because, I mean, you dance with everybody. That's not the issue. Yeah. But it's, of course, like, when you have, like, super pro people, it's like, and you're at my level, it's a bit intimidating to ask them to dance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So,
dancing, but with, like, martial arts. When we had, like, very good teachers coming to the dojo for the weekend, and at the end of the weekend, say, hey, you're going to fight the guy. And you're, okay, but he's like,
he's like, okay, here's my box. Please pick up all my pieces and deliver it to my family.
Basically, yeah. But they're very kind. In the end, you understand that they are very kind, and they came to make you feel good and progress.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Their goal is not to win the fight. Obviously, they will. Like, most of the time, they will. But they really want you to enjoy the fight, understand something, and learn something new. So it's less, a little bit less intimidating after the first or two fights mm-hmm. or weekend that you spend with those really good people. But yeah, I understand the feeling completely. Yeah.
Yeah. It is so fascinating, like, to have someone that skilled opposite you
mm-hmm.
and sort of just have to hold on for their life and see what happens.
No. Yeah.
It's lots of fun. It's really lots of fun. How about you guys? Red, what's your non-makery?
Well, I would like to hear about Jan's before I tell mine's. Not because there is a suspense of any kind, but mine is going to be fucked up, probably. So, we'll see.
What's mine? So, how to shorten it down? Maybe sports? No, like, it's not actually getting healthier. I wanted to do more, move more. Lately, I had the feeling, well, let's start from the beginning. At the new year, I usually weigh everybody says about what they want to do new year. I'm kind of like, well, I'm going to go in without any goals. Now that the weather's getting a little bit better, I massively feel, or even before it got better, I felt the massive need to do more towards sports or health or just basically moving, get rid of energy, I would put it mm-hmm. that way. So work's been stressing me out lately a little bit, and it has nothing to do, like, with work itself. It's just the amount of work and certain things that it just It's up and downs like in every job. I still love my job. It's just like in a little bit more difficult lately. And I had that need to just go out and move. And it didn't matter if it was in the rain or if it was out, like I needed to go out and move and just try to get rid of that energy that bundled up and get my head free. And it really helps with sleep. So I slept like shit at the beginning of the year, and it's gotten a lot better since I started moving more and just walking more, hiking. I did a bunch of hikes, and so I decided to double down on that. And today I signed up for a 100 kilometer hike within 24 hours. Yeah,
Oh, so
it's
you're gonna
gonna
need a shoebox and have someone collect the pieces off.
exactly. It's gonna be in September. So it's still about like a good 3 months to go.
Where are we? Plenty of time to panic.
Oh yeah, of course. Is it 3 months or 4 months? Yeah, it's there's quite a little bit of time, but it's for practice. So I'm already starting on making a list and different hikes and different, because we're talking about over 1,000 meter in height difference.
Ooh.
And it starts at 12 o'clock at noon and it ends at 12 o'clock noon the following day. Of course,
Oh,
24
fuck
hours.
me, yeah.
And there's four stops on the
Is
way.
that a is that an Ironman thing, or is just like a normal
It's
hike?
called Mega March.
Oh, here in Norway, it's called going to school.
Excuse me? Oh yeah, exactly.
Back in my days.
Back in my days, yeah, exactly.
Uphill both ways, fucking
Yeah,
damn
wearing wooden clogs.
No, barefoot on the snow.
Yeah, barefoot,
Of
barefoot.
course.
Yeah,
Of
on
course.
just barefoot in the snow with 20 kilos of coal on the shoulder and a goat on the other.
Yeah, for
Because
lunch at the heat to snow
yeah,
at school.
exactly.
Come on, this is normal things, aren't it?
And to be honest,
Yes.
like so far the hikes I've been doing are ranging between 10 and maybe 25 to 30 kilometers. I think with 30 being like the most brutal ones I
That's
did
a big
lately.
step forward.
Exactly, but it's the same if I take another like hike that is like 40 kilometers, I'm gonna go like, yeah, okay. Like I already know I can do it. Like the other hikes I did, I was not at the end of my strength at the end of it. So I
Yeah,
want
okay.
something, and it's also really hard to train for something that is 100 kilometers because there's not gonna be like a practice run. I'm not gonna go alone and just try to walk 100 kilometers. But I
Yeah.
already know the route and it's around the area here. So I'm going to try to do certain steps of it so I can get familiar with the road to better manage my energy, which I think is what it comes down to. And it's not a run. You're not running, you're hiking and you have stops and people take like half an hour break and get something to
Yeah.
eat.
Yeah. If I may suggest something, I don't know if Raz will be will agree with me, but
Don't do
when
it.
I want no, you can do it. That's another thing. When I was in the army, we had hikes at night. You if you want to train properly, try that first. Like go for a hike at night with just a torch lamp. Just to see how it feels, because it's very different from whatever you do during the day. The light is obviously not there, so all the your senses will be disoriented a little bit. You have sounds in the forest that you don't get at night, during the day. You only get at night. Yeah, it's gonna be very different, and the
But you
temperature
got,
and the how you need to
oh yeah,
eat and
true,
rest.
true. But you got over 1,000 people like taking part of it, so you're never
Yeah,
alone. There's gonna be plenty of other people with like
that's
headlights and
good. That's
everything.
good.
Also, most of the way that is like during the, I think at that point you're like at the 65, 70 kilometer line, you're gonna be in lit areas. Because the area around us
Okay.
is like we're talking about Stuttgart, the outside. Of course, there's like meadows and other stuff that you walk through, but it's not gonna be. There's a lot of concrete. There's a lot of, how do you call it, like stone roads that are also part of it. So this is stuff.
Those are the worst, though.
Exactly. I'm a lot concerned about my joints and also blisters, more than actually being too tired to walk. Because that's always what stopped me in the past. It's just at one point, like, I don't know if it's wrong technique, wrong shoes. It doesn't matter, like, what shoes I get, what socks I wear for it. I always get blisters.
I would
almost suggests that the problem with blisters is if it's too long in between each time you get them, you don't build up a callus to prevent the blister.
I get blisters under blister, like, not going too much into detail, but like I have problems.
Oh, okay.
This is why I have special inlays on my shoes.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think it's something about that I have to change it. I need a special kind of shoe or another kind of inlay to stop that from happening.
I do kind of agree with Red doing a hike during the night, but for the exact opposite reason. Like, and also like you mentioned, you'll probably be on a guided path. You probably won't have any issues finding your way. You'll probably be around people. But the feeling of tiredness you get having walked a stupid amount of kilometers and then it getting dark, that is a thing that I think it would be good to feel before you have to go through with it. But then talking more of maybe you go for a hike, just waking up at 4 a.m. and go for a hike until sunrise or until 8 a.m. or something. Or the other way around, like you start when the sun goes down and then you walk for 2-3 hours just to get a little bit of that feeling and the tiredness.
Yeah.
But then again, like, honestly, doing 100K in 24 hours isn't a physical issue. It's a mental one, I think. I think anyone can get
physical.
Looking at the last couple of summers we had in September, that might really get a physical issue.
Oh yeah, by all means. I still think of Norway September, and it's like, well, that's nice and easy.
No. I think like last year around that time, I tried to get some info. I think it was like 36 degrees Celsius. That's like what, in the low 90s?
That's a big nope.
And that's if you're continuously walking, and you even if you have your backpack with the water bag, you're going to go through water like nothing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Again, why did you want to do this?
I wanted to push myself.
And then Steph will probably push in a wheelchair afterwards. So, yeah.
that actually might happen. No, I really wanted to do that. I want to see if I can do it.
I think it's really ballsy. I think it's really good of you to do it. I think it's absolutely
amazing. Yeah.
I mean, I'm completely aware that there's a high possibility that I'm going to like clock out after 40 to 50. Like, if you're looking at the percentage of people that complete that, it's like actually low percentage. I think it's less than 10%. I'm not sure. Like, I don't have the numbers. I just looked it up and it says like, not many people do it till the end. I'm not going to use it as an excuse. I really want to do it.
That's good. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Of course you can. And it gives me a reason to get my ass out of bed more early in the morning and just do an hour walk before, and maybe one during lunch and one in the evening, and just do that like 3 times a week to just get up, and then a longer hike on the weekends.
That's great. Yeah.
I fully support that, man.
Yeah, me too.
So this is one of the goals. I mean, this has nothing to do with all the other stuff, because for now I've done all my hikes for photography, to get my camera with me. This one is more not a competition, more a competition against myself, basically, if I can do it in 24 hours.
Well, if you do the math, it's not that much of a distance every hour. Like, if you're walking normally, you can walk like between 5 and 7 kilometers an hour.
So 7 is already like jogging. Like, this is already it's faster than hiking.
Let's say 5 kilometers an hour.
It's set between 4 and 6. They say like if you average between 4 and 6 kilometers, it's doable. But so you have to do it for 24 hours.
Yeah, if you do that continuously for 20 hours, it's okay, and you can even have a 4-hour nap. So
when you have height difference from 1,000 meters.
Yeah,
and it's like going up, then you walk for a while, then it's going down because we're like in the area around us. Then you go.
Yeah, but you can run downhill. You can run.
Yeah,
you save time.
And then
that's what we had to do in the army, and that was the worst part.
I know some of the parts. Like, I watched the route, or like I took a look at the route that did it last year, and some of them were parts of my hiking routes. And I was just looking at it, and I just thought to myself, those are some evil bastards. Whoever planned that, because there's some of those slopes that's going down, and you get the feeling because you think, oh, now it's going down, and then you have to go up on the other side. No, there's another climb up ahead, like before you even descend completely into the valley.
Yeah.
It's so mean. I love it.
Brilliant.
I can wait, actually. I'm really excited for it.
When is it again? September?
September.
Okay.
That's gonna be in
Noted.
September. Yeah.
Great.
So this is the main goal. Then other from work and hobby, I mean, same basically as you guys traveling. Stefan and I are gonna go to Ireland pretty soon
Nice.
for our
Ooh.
vacation. This is gonna be ours, and this is also gonna include a lot of hiking and nature and just seeing stuff. Just change of pace and getting away from home a little bit, just like away from everything from work, helps a lot if you like not have your cell phone and not have your laptop with you.
Yeah, that's good.
Exactly. So
Pretty good.
that's pretty much that. I would say like I would have more goals, but I have some, but they are regarding making, so I'm not gonna mention them here. And I think the one with the walking part or the hiking part for 100 kilometers will keep me quite busy until the
Yeah.
middle end of the year.
That's a good one. Yeah, it can keep you busy for a long time with the preparation, training or whatever. Just have the mental readiness for it. Yeah, it's good.
Mindset, yeah.
Yeah, I probably misspoke. I don't know if I'm not sure if it's a real expression or whatever, but the mindset is probably the thing that you have when you make the decision to be involved in that kind of event. What I would like to mention is like the fact that you keep that mindset for an extended period of time until the goal is reached. And that's going to be also part of the goal itself, like just being keeping the motivation and the right mindset till the very end. Because it's not going to be over when you pass the finish line, it's going to be over the week after that when you are recovered from the event itself.
When you finally start feeling your legs again.
No, but that's good. That's good. That's a really good goal. And yeah, I'm proud of you.
Oh,
So
don't
good
be
for you.
just yet,
No,
just
because
because there's
no.
time for it. But yeah, it's I'm happy I did that. Like when I actually filled everything in and signed up for it, I actually
Yeah.
felt good about it. It
That's
wasn't
really
I.
good.
It was not the, oh my God, what have I done? It was more like, okay, here we go, let's get started.
Yeah, but that's the spirit, that's the mindset that you that the goal requires. Like it's not just a wish of doing that. That's why I was asking about hopes at the beginning of the discussion. It's not something that you hope will happen. That's something that you're gonna make happen. You're gonna
Exactly. Yes.
be involved in, and you're gonna do everything that you can so it happens. It's like the same thing that a guy making the decision to climb the Mount Everest or to stop smoking. The thing starts when you make the decision, and then it requires you to work on it like every single day till it happens and it's done. So you can already be proud of just making the decision and putting things in place for it to happen
Yeah.
really in life. Like, so yeah, no, really, yeah, I'm proud of you. It's a big decision, and it's quite something to do 100 kilometers in 24 hours. Like,
Thank you. Yes, it will definitely change me or break me. I don't know yet. How about
won't
you,
break
Red?
you. Oh fuck. That when we started the discussion, but the obvious answer for me was to live longer. I'm gonna quickly explain why. I'm old, as you know, like as you
No,
like to call me.
really?
No.
No, I'm vintage. I already told you. I'm
Yes,
old.
you're not.
But
You're gonna end up in a museum.
no, but I'm 47. I'm gonna be 48 very soon. I'm married. I have a wife. I have a kid, and I want to live longer for them. So therefore, I have to take care of myself. And as I already mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, my sleeping pattern is a shit show at the moment. I have insomnia over insomnia for the past like 4 days. The weird thing is, I was fine for most of the winter. Most of the winter, it was like very quiet. I've been sick for all months, so I couldn't do shit, couldn't work, couldn't go outside, couldn't see anyone. So it's been very quiet. And for the whole period of winter, I was fine. I was sleeping quite fine, like compared to like real insomnia weeks like this one. And last week, I started to go out again and to do stuff again and to move again, just for the probably same reason as mentioned earlier, like taking care of myself and also doing shit outside of work. So I started like going out and going shopping, which was awful experience. But I saw the light, I saw people, I had fresh air, I was outside of the workshop, outside of the house, doing stuff, and it felt good. So I don't really understand why my body and my brain, because they are both like assholes, they are working against each other, because my body is tired from doing all that shit, but my brain is like, yeah, more, let's do more
It
because
was like a
it's fun.
Kickstarter.
Yeah, probably. And therefore now I'm very tired, but I can't sleep at night. I can't rest. Maybe because my brain is just like, yeah, we are on a roll now. We let's keep doing stuff that are like more fun and unusual for us. So yeah, it's weird. So I want to take care of me, of myself, my health. I want to travel more. I want to do like memories, make memories with my wife and kids. So everything that I thought at the beginning of the podcast or that I would have mentioned yesterday is kind of obvious to me. But there is one thing that I want to work on, and which is not traveling or taking care of myself, is meet people, see people.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's also a problem, for the reason that I'm not really a people guy. When we are talking in podcast, I'm this angry, weird French guy character kind of, because it's a show. But I really like people. I think that having people in your life is extremely important. I don't, because of the way I live, because of my responsibilities towards my family, because of the way I work, of how I work and where I work, I don't go out that often. And the few friends that I have, the people that I really think and like consciously call friends, don't live in the same country as I do. So it's very hard to meet those people and spend time with those people. And therefore it affects the way I feel. And it affects the way I see relationships with people. It's gonna
How
be very
so?
hard. Yeah, it's gonna be very hard to explain, but let's say you have friends nearby in the same city. You know they are there, but you can't meet because you're busy because of work, family, or whatever. But you know they are close to you, and upon a phone call, they can be there, or you can be there, you can meet, you can help each other. It's like you can rely on them very quickly, and in like 30 minutes can be done. There is no such thing in my life at the moment. There is no people that I can call in the middle of the night because I have an issue with something, or because I feel alone, or I feel depressed, or whatever. I can't rely on anyone near me, right? So there is this trust that you can feel when you have that kind of people around you that is not present in my life. I can't have that kind of trust upon people living across Europe because I can't depend on them. I can't rely on them. I can't, we are, we don't, yeah.
Sorry, you have no one to hide a body with.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I would love to, like the
Hide a
symbolically.
body.
Yeah.
Symbolically, yes. For legal
Symbolically. Yeah.
purposes, symbolically hide a
If
body
someone
with
is
someone.
listening. Yeah, exactly. No, but you see what I mean. I can't put my trust in people who are so far away that I can't meet them when I am feeling in the mood to meet them. Either it's when it's a good time or a bad time, right? So it deprives me from something in human relationship. that trust is nowhere to be put at the moment. So I would like to build for myself or create for myself a way to have that kind of people in my life in a way or another, so I can try to invert or like correct, should I say, correct the way I see how relationship with people are. Does it make sense?
In a way, like you basically want to train being amongst people.
No, not really. I have a distrust towards relationship with people. Everything that I see about people interacting with each other is shit at the moment. People are fucking assholes with each other. They are selfish. They are angry at each other. They don't take into consideration the other people's feeling. I exist. I am the center of the world. You have to watch me. You have to agree with me. You have to do whatever I tell you to do or to think or to whatever. That's mainly, I think, because of social media that are like obviously about the person who's making the videos, filming themselves. And so it's about ego all the time. And now society is turning into I, which has I fucking hate, which is like a little bit contradictory, but that's the thing. I've been educated in a way, and I've been in a country for a long time where the I doesn't exist. It's the group that is important. And I don't say that the individual is not important. Yes, it's very important, and you have to respect the people. You have to take into consideration who is what or who is who. But the group is also very important, and it has to be like a balance between these two things. And now it's very unbalanced, and everything is about the I and not about the we.
If I may, though, why do you let this get to you?
I don't. It
But
doesn't
you are
really
complaining,
affect me anymore.
but you have talked about this many times before,
Yeah,
so it has some effect on you.
it had some effect on me, and it's part of the way I'm working on myself at the moment. I don't want it to. I made the decision, I made the realization a few months back that I don't want it to affect me that way. And I think it's also a way for me to. It's the way I grieve Japan and my past life, like where over there, the group was important. And when I came back here, the group was nowhere to be seen. It was all about individuals, and it was all about I, me, 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 and therefore I was unhappy. Not letting that affect me anymore is the way I am moving on, and like letting that aspect of life happen without affecting me. I'm not saying that I want to be a part of that. I just want, I'm sure somewhere people are more interested in whatever the we can do and the we can become compared to the what I is amongst but inside a group of people, whatever the group is.
I'm being difficult with you on purpose now, but
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
you are also very much living the life of me versus them by not socializing with neighbors and local people and having that group of friends nearby, right?
No, because I am very social. I'm socializing like every day with my neighbors. I know all my neighbors. We are chatting
Okay,
like
okay.
every day when I come back from school with the kiddo. We spend like between half an hour and an hour chatting with the neighbors in the garden in front of the bigger building. So I'm doing that.
Okay.
The thing is that I don't have the friends locally in order to create that bond, that relationship with other people in order to make this we happen, right?
Okay, I
And
get
therefore,
that. But then you're also kind of comparing the relationship you built with your neighbors over the last year and a bit since you moved with internet friends that you've talked to for years, right?
Well, I
No,
mean, you
that's not
can't
the
be
same
friends
thing.
with muggles.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's very different to be socializing with people we are, you have nothing in common with, but it still makes your life a little bit more enjoyable because you're talking with human beings.
You always have something in common with people, though. If
Yeah,
nothing
but
else, you care about the same neighborhood. You care about the nature you walk in.
no, obviously, but you see what I mean? Like,
Yeah, and I'm being
just with
difficult on
the
purpose.
no, I understand. They are muggles. They don't understand what we do, but it doesn't mean that they are bad people and that we don't have anything in common. As you said, whereas we live in the same building, we live in the same neighborhood. So obviously we have things in common. We want the building to be nice. We want the neighborhood to be calm, enjoyable, so we can all enjoy being here and not like fight each other because someone is making noise on a Sunday morning or whatever. But that's not the person people that I have the most trait in common or the most like interest in common because they are muggles. So the friends that I tend to have, people who are interested in the same kind of stuff. And I'm not saying that they are like me, can be very different. They can be interested in something that I have no interest in, I have no interest in. Or that I just look from far away, like dancing. Raz, you love dancing. I don't like dancing, but I can understand and recognize when dance is well done, when it's enjoyable. That just like to see. You've sent me the videos of people dancing. I was like, damn, they're really good. It's nice to see. It's enjoyable to watch. But that's not for me. That I'm not involved in the process of dancing in any way. Maybe because I'm too old or whatever.
I weren't going to
What
say it
I'm,
this time.
yeah, well, I know. You sounded so loud that it came to me.
Oh, sorry.
Now, what I'm just trying to say is that, trying to be social is difficult, especially nowadays. I could give you five names of people that are right now trying to cut every relationship that they have. Because every relationship that they have is a struggle, is taking them too much effort, are hurting them, and they can't face that kind of world or relationship now. Maybe it's not the right time, because maybe the relationship they have with people are getting so bad because people are dumb fuck, or because of society evolved in a way that just the way it is now, or whatever. It doesn't really matter. The reason it's not really important, but they are struggling with having relationship with people. I'm not struggling with having relationship with people. I know how to talk to people. I know how to be pleasant when I need to. I know to be not pleasant when I need to or want to. That's not an issue. I've been teaching for so many years that I can like tune myself to the right frequency, depending to
But
where I'm
that's not
looking
what
to.
you want. You want to be able to be
Yeah,
yourself.
exactly. And
Yep.
my point is, I want to be able to be myself. I want to be able to be with people who are who they are, but where everything goes well. And therefore, when you put the I and the you together, it creates a nice we. And it can just stay that way and be enjoyable for everyone. See what I
And
mean?
if
And
you and
I
if
don't.
you're,
Absolutely.
I want to comment a joke. And if you are in bed, it turns into wee.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry,
Yeah.
moving on.
That's okay. Moving on. Moving on. You can edit that if you want. No, but you see what
No,
I mean? It's
it was terribly
not. It's not a
perfect.
big goal, but I've seen my kid the other day being just friendly with friends at school, like other students, like pupils, whatever you call them. And it's so easy. It's so fucking easy for them. Like, do you want to play? Yeah, let's play. That's it. I don't fucking care
So
who you
why
are,
did you
who
do
I
that?
am.
That's why, but this is why I disagree with you. Like when you said it's not a big goal, it is a big goal and it is difficult.
Yeah, it is a massive one.
Yeah.
But I would argue, though, the way you're describing your son making friends is how it works when we go dancing. Like, no is almost always off the table, which makes
Yeah.
asking so much easier. I get that. But also, like, I am a firm believer that most people actually aren't nice and want to be good.
I agree. I agree. The problem for me is to, like, as you said, when you go dancing, no is most of the time out of the question. If you ask someone, do you want to dance? The answer would most likely to be yes, because it's also in a closed environment. And you have the safety of the place, you have the safety of the people. You're like reassured that in that place, in that occasion, it will go smoothly and nicely. The problem is to create that kind of an environment where people are feel safe enough to be able to say yes and to have a conversation and to actually play when you ask them, do you want to play with me? And they don't feel threatened or at risk or whatever. It's extremely difficult to find that kind of environment here
No,
nowadays.
not find it. You need to create it. Not to go too zen
My
on it.
point.
Not to be so too zen on it, but like it works very easily for me on the dance floor because I know it is not a big deal if they say no.
Yeah.
It is always an option to them, and often enough, people will say, not right now. I need a break, or they get snagged by someone else before I can reach them, and it's like that is annoying, but
Yeah.
it stops there because I can turn around and I can find someone else. I can go and I can actually have a song break and relax and then go more dancing. I mean,
Yeah.
there's going to these dancing events for me turns out to being like this whole other tiny little world, this bubble in and of itself where you're surrounded by like-minded people, like Maker Central and things like that. Like you know that pretty much anyone you bump into is do care about the same thing that you do. But you can also create that space for yourself, for other people. I'm not saying that is easy, but it works on these events because there's lots of people who go to an event created by someone else who has made that space. You can make that space too, just make it for the two of you, to three of you, or whatever.
That's exactly my point. Like, I need to create something similar in order to create that. Not, I wouldn't say bond, because creating a bond takes a long time, but this environment where a few people can be safe
But
and
not
feel safe.
inside, but
Creating
not,
the same ground.
but not, not, not in the environment created within you. You need to be like, if you want something to change, you need to change. You
Yeah,
need to
that's the
perform
work I'm
a
doing
something.
on myself at the moment. And the next step is to create something with different people, because the work on
No,
my
not
side is
with other
always.
people, within yourself. If you can walk out there and just be the, I mean, we've all met someone who is just on the sole basis of the human being that they are able to attract people to them and make people relax, right?
Yeah, so I've been told that in a way I do that, but I tend to only attract assholes and people with problems.
Then you need to tune that frequency to a different channel, man.
Probably. No, but I think I'm working on myself. I'm doing this kind of work in order to have a better life and to not only be a good example to my kid, because it's not really relevant. It doesn't see my life, doesn't watch my life in a way that, like, oh, that's good. I need to do that when I'm older. At the moment, he's just like, yeah, you want to play? Let's play. And it's very simple and it's very obvious, which is great. I think we have lost that kind of mentality of things being easy and obvious and relaxed. And even though if I tend to make the conscious effort of going outside with the mindset of trying to create that environment for other people, it's very hard to find like-minded people, as you said, in my close environment. All the people that I know would be open to that kind of meeting with people, chatting with people, doing stuff with people without having something in the back of their mind, or just being like with a purpose or whatever, just to enjoy being together for the sake of it, fucking hard to find here. And so I would like to create that aura of for myself to enable that for other people. I think I kind of manage to do it when I'm well rested and in the mood of, yeah, all those things. But creating the environment for other people with the right mindset is extremely difficult, and that's something I would like to manage at some point. I still don't know how, though. I don't even know if it's feasible because of the mindset of society or, and people or whatever, everything that I've said before. But yeah, I would really like that, and I'm trying to start working on that. So that's one of my goals, and that's a fucking difficult one, but
Yeah, it
yeah, but
is.
it sounds like something to focus on.
Partly it is.
I'm gonna go first and
Please do.
talk about something completely different, although it's dancing, so it's something we talked about a lot already.
Yeah.
I want
Do
to
you have your
talk.
new shoes?
Say
Do
again?
you have your new? Do you have your not new? Fucking hell! Do you have your new shoes? The one that you talked about a long time ago that you wanted to
No.
buy? No, not yet. Okay.
No, sadly. I different dancing thing.
Okay.
I want to focus on Benji Schwimmer, a dancer out of California, at least US. Yeah, California. This is one of the craziest people out there in the West Coast community.
Okay.
This is a guy who both of his parents were competitive championship dancers, top in the world in a few different styles. He grew up learning how to dance at the age of 4.
Okay, that's young.
Now it's in his mid-40s, I think.
Okay.
And he is wicked good. I've taken a few classes with him over the years, and I mean, and just this one, just the way he thinks about all of this is like different from everybody else. When he's teaching a class, normally the teachers are like a leader and a peer, or a leader and a
Yeah.
follower that pairs up and do the class together. He does the whole class by himself, which requires an immense amount of skill to be able to do that.
Yeah.
The quote unquote only problem is that he is more doing lectures than actual teaching workshops and patterns, but he's doing it on such a fundamental level that is always eye-opening. But two things. I'll post a link to his Instagram. If people are vaguely interested in swing dancing or just really like seeing amazing fucking good people doing what they do,
Yeah.
check him out. In addition to that, on the Patreon, I'll send you a video of my instructor dancing with this guy and watching them dance like right in front of me and seeing how Benji is able to hit things into music so fast and so quickly is amazing. This is a guy who is able to think about music like multiple steps ahead, and it is just mind-boggling to see how he works with the music and the musicality, because he's hitting pretty much every single fucking thing there is to hit in a song all the
Nice.
way through. And he, like in the video on the Patreon, he's the one following. So he's supposed to take instructions from the lead, but he's
Okay.
taking all of the cues of what the leader wants to do and twisting it into what he wants to hit into music without breaking the flow of the dance.
Can't wait to watch that.
Yeah, you
It's,
too.
yeah, he is on a whole other level. And if that catches your fancy, just click on the people that he's dancing with and follow the thread through the West Coast main Instagram community, and you will be amazed.
Okay,
So
very
that's
cool.
Benji Schwimmer. There will be linky things in the thingy things.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm gonna go with somebody I already focused on, and that's gonna be Project Camp because they just started the newest season, season 4. So
Oh,
Project Camp are
okay.
those guys, those out of the Netherlands that do that, but they're building up their camp in, no, I forgot where it is exactly. Doesn't matter. It's great to watch. They always take a break over the winter, and now they did a recap on what they did last year. I think it's Portugal. And now with all the changes, they just released a video, and now they're starting their new season. And then they have a video every Monday coming out.
Okay.
And I actually have to take a look at it. They're now at 670K. I think
Ooh.
the first time I looked at them, they were at like what? At least less than 50K subscribers. So, yeah.
Cool.
Worthwhile to watch.
Yeah,
Project Camp.
I'll stick that into the Notion thingy.
Fantastic.
I've been following them a bit off and on, and generally
Yeah,
speaking,
and
they
it's
just do
great.
all good stuff.
And it's great to binge watch or just watch one of their recap videos at the end of the year. Then they basically go over everything. So, how about you, Red?
Yeah, I have two quick focuses. The first one is Sylvie Pereira. She's a French maker, friend of mine, friend of us. She has been through very difficult things lately, and she just released a video on YouTube like 2 days ago to explain what happened. Not really in details, but she mentions it and she explains a lot. The video is in French, but if you know how to turn on the subtitles and the auto translate, you can still understand what she's
Yeah,
saying.
yeah, yeah. You just keep talking.
Yeah. Burn, burn.
So yeah, that's my first one. She's been through like heavy, heavy shit. So if you just can go there, watch the video, leave a nice comment, it would mean the world to her. So yeah, please do that. Second one, unrelated thing, is a man called Bradley Whitford. He's an actor. He has been absolutely wonderful. I've seen pretty much everything that he's been in. He's mainly known for the character of Josh in the West Wing TV show years ago. 6 or 7 years ago, he was in the movie Get Out.
Yes.
Incredible actor. I love the guy. He's really, really underrated, underemployed, I think. So yeah, he's just that kind of actor that you've seen somewhere. You don't really know his name, but you've seen him somewhere. And he's really good every single time. So his name is Bradley Whitford. So watch something with him in it this week and you won't regret it. He's really, really good.
Because that's what your insomnia told you
Exactly.
as
Yes. Yes.
kids. Okay.
All of that.
Any last tiddly bits?
Nope.
Go watch Fallout and Shogun if you haven't yet.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Relax.
That's good. Now
Anyway.
you're falling asleep doing it.
No, I stopped it and then I rewatched it. So relax, you old man. I'm doing it properly.
Okay, good.
Because I know you will shout on me at me if I don't.
Have you seen Shogun? No?
No, I'm doing Fallout first.
See? See? Okay. Well.
Fucked a lot of yous. And if you want to hear more insults and such things, or just the amazing dance video I mentioned, you can do that at patreon.com/twothirdsfocused. And you can also find us collectively at Two Thirds Focused on any of the mostly social places. And you can find me at Rasmus Lowen and lowensmed.no.
And you can find me at all the usual places or on my balcony at 4 a.m.
And you can find me at NerdInventor or Ian Maxwell on Instagram and YouTube or on, yeah, hiking. It
Nice.
was great. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
week.